Thank you so much, PBS Radio, for broadcasting tonight's episode of the Win Free Hour on a Monday, Memorial Day 2018. This is May the 28th, a beautiful sunny day here in California, as I'm located in the town of Paradise. My name is Gijs Minderhout, and we wait for more people to join in, as this is a simulcast with a conference call. And we are about 6 minutes early. I will play a song from Glenn Campbell, Try a Little Kindness, as we wait for more people to show up. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's yes. Jane. Hi. In Pennsylvania.
Jane, welcome back.
And this is yes. Sharon in Missouri.
Is it Karen?
Sharon.
Say it again.
Sharon.
Karen in Missouri?
Sharon.
Yes.
Sharon. Oh, hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Thank you for being here. And another person joining. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
It is my pleasure, Jeannie. And I welcome all those people that are listening in through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for participating with the Win Free Hour on the Memorial Day 2018. And we wait for Win Free and Teddy Brown to be here shortly. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
I had to cry on that song you played after God Bless America.
All right.
Yeah, it brought tears to my eyes on Sunday.
The song God Bless America or the song after that?
There was two of them in a row that was really good. The Celine Dion, I think. Wasn't that who did the God Bless America?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It was... which one did I play?
And I can't remember the other one, but that was very fitting for the call.
Yes.
For what's going on.
I did play the Seeker song. That was one of Carla Rucker's favorites. And I played God Bless America from Celine Dion. And Neil Diamond, America. And also Glenn Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
And Gordon Lightfoot, Sundown.
I'm dog-sitting. I'm going to have to mute a lot.
All right.
It's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi.
Did you come in through the back door?
No.
I didn't hear the doorbell. Well, thank you for being here.
Didn't hear a doorbell?
I didn't hear the doorbell.
I was hearing them for other people?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything special.
It's good. It's good. I was talking, probably. More people joined in. Welcome to you, folks. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Terry Brown. Welcome, Terry.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for being Terry, here.
Terry, you're sounding good.
Thank you.
And who else joined in? Feel free to say your name and location.
It's Roger in Austin, Texas.
Welcome to the call, Roger. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. And welcome to those people that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here tonight. Happy Memorial Day to everyone.
All right, guys.
Yeah, Ben.
First of all, I'm going to do a replay, okay?
Yes.
And I want to start because it's an hour long.
Okay.
Okay. And we're going to miss some of it. Okay. So, hang on.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is May 28th, 2018. Everybody everywhere. And this is our Monday wild card call. And I am going to do a replay of an old Daphne channeling from 2009. And at the time, she was living in Sitka, Alaska. And I was in, where was I? I don't even remember. But in any case, she was coming into our calls, and we would do sessions. And it wasn't until she got a new boyfriend where she kind of said, I don't want to do this anymore. So this call is, let me see here.
I added some songs, so you probably go a little bit from the bottom.
Oh, you added some songs?
Yes.
How many did you add?
Like 3 or 4. 3. Did you upload it to the...
I uploaded it.
Do you know the date? I'll go to the recordings.
Yeah, the date is... Hang on.
Mine doesn't go back that far, only to 2012.
Are you on the uploaded channeling part?
I'm looking at the recordings right now.
11/20/09.
How long ago did you upload it?
I got it.
So we have 48 minutes left.
Tape recording. I'm just going to move it in a little bit.
I ask right now for the presence of... Huge ship going through a strait like the Suez Canal or the Panama Canal where the strands are connected 3, 4... Hands are connected 3, 4, 2. Do not like television. Do not like fluorescent lights. Do not like the cell phone. You have a natural disharmony with this frequency. You feel pressure in your head and your cranium. You know that they are trying to encapsulate and force feed the bulk of the population into this way. 80% of the population is going in that way right now. There's still 20% that are being feisty and not going that way. They're putting up a fight. Questions, please.
Okay, let me ask some of the questions. If there's no such thing as time, why was there the rush of a higher intelligence to evolve this realm quickly? Why was it so imperative that they did that?
Huh. cycles come to a close, come to a head. The Anunnaki control cycle would take over, would win dominance on this sector if they did not try, even though the hope was slender of all-out victory. There will be some victory, but slender.
I'm going to insert a question about that. What is the outcome going to be for the 80% that falls under their net?
Do you really want to know?
I have a feeling that they're going to lose their connection to their higher soul matrix, and they'll never, maybe never, reach their divine potential, or maybe even lose their individuation as souls.
You know the description of hell in the Bible?
Yeah.
That's where they're going. Hell is like that. You know this process of the Borg?
Star Trek?
Yes. Assimilation? Of the soul being ripped from the body?
Just becoming animals? Animal nature?
No, worse. Animals are capable of love and feeling. Cold. Mechanical. Soulless. Like robots.
Can they ever be redeemed, or is that an eternal?
They have to go through another cycle. Long time.
More than 75,000 years?
More like 75 million years. That's why the Bible says it's forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because 75 million years is kind of like forever.
Now, the explanation that Ra gave about moving them to another planet that's being terraformed for them is not exactly accurate, or does the negative move to that same planet?
I'm getting that the jury is out. You're still debating that, or they're still fighting over it? They're trying to determine whose jurisdiction it's in?
Will there be a lower vibrational Earth that will continue in a different timeline?
Yes, but it's not one you'd want to live on.
So when the entity who's channeling looks at the compassion in the world and says, how does this help this poor baby that's going to be damned because they're just pulled into that string of energy, what would you tell her?
I that even though that child might die, the pang of compassion of a person giving their love and their heart and the care, even if it's just a moment, can offer enough protection to that soul that the soul doesn't go to a horrible place. It is similar to when Christ was crucified and there were two thieves on the crosses with him. One believed and repented, and the other one did not. And the one who believed and repented, Christ said to him, "Verily I say unto you, you will be with me in heaven on this day." If a person dies not in a state of fear, if a person dies in a state of grace, in the case of a small child, if the grace is bestowed on that child because the child cannot consciously be in a state of grace, they're too young to understand, that is what determines where the soul goes. It is very important not to die in a state of terror and fear. That is why it is hard for the entity, because her father did die in a state of terror and fear.
And her mother probably will also, if she dies before.
They are not allowing access to that record.
Yeah. How about all the souls that are not in this realm now? Where are they going to end up?
The ones who have already departed.
Yeah. The ones that have departed, or ones that have had past lives that have not come in for bodies.
It is too complex a question. There are many, 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 many groups doing many, many, many different things.
In other realms?
Yes.
Can we do anything from this realm?
Do anything from this realm to...
to help those that are in other realms.
You have to clarify the question. To help those who are in other realms that are... distress?
If I send loving energy to my mother, does that help?
Yes. Yes.
She can feel that.
Yes.
Even my father.
Yes. Yeah, your father needs it more than your mother.
Yeah.
Could we have the remainder of the questions and then take additional questions?
Yeah. Why is she having such a horribly hard time right now? Why does she feel stuck?
Wow. I'm not going to censor. I'm just getting information. It doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm just going with it, okay? That this is Daphne talking right now, because I'm just getting stuff that I don't know what it means.
Okay.
She is draining the intracranial passageways and spinal fluid conduits in order to accommodate new issuance of fluids containing the requisite amount of love, light, metallic, mineral, amino acid, essential, nutrients which will sustain a higher dimensional 560 body. Now I'm seeing a picture of a skeleton. The skeleton is kind of moving around, and I'm seeing the frontal. Well, they're taking the top of my head off, and they're doing something to the pituitary, and they put the skeleton back, the head back on, and then they turn me around, and then all the nerves are being reworked, and then it's like they're rebuilding me. Skin, hair. Oh, I like it. I got good hair this time. And all the energy blockages seem to be repaired. It's almost like the body's being completely re-grooved. I still look like me, but without without physical illness. Like everything works.
Is this a something that's going to happen in this life, in this realm?
I'm getting, yes. It's happening over time. It's happening over the next 2 and 3 years. Mm-hmm. It's happening now. That's why I'm uncomfortable. That's why I get the migraines.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm really sensitive to heat, the cold. That's why I have to sleep so much. My thought that my brain is, it's like they're taking my brain out and giving me a new brain. Okay, now it's saying that there's holographic redensification, and the reason that I felt so empty and so ungrounded was that I had been undensified. And I had been undensified, and that's why everything was taken away from me. Whoa. Everything. Mountain, house, husband, kitties, everything. Everything that was big, grounded. They had to undensify me so they could lift me out and then put me back in with a new hologram. And now they are going to re-densify this new hologram, but it's not third dimensional. It's 5D, 6D. Now I've got questions. Does that mean I can still play the piano and have kitties and have a house and all that stuff? And the answer is yes. And basically I just think about whatever I want. It just shows up. As long as I do it for the out of love, pretty much have anything I want. Along with everybody else that I'm hanging out with. But you know what? There aren't a lot of us. There's something like 440,000 on New Earth that's completely cleansed, like to get new bodies. Get a new earth. No pollution. No. Everything's cleaned up. Also, we can understand the rocks. The rocks speak. The animals. The rocks, the animals, the wind, the rain. We're telepathic. We can talk to each other. We don't have to talk with language. We can if we want to, but we mostly use language for singing and for poetry.
Does this mean this is once we've ascended then?
This is, let's see, how do they describe this? Oh, they call it the other side of the Great Shaking. They want you to ask questions now.
Okay. So,
okay, I'm getting a year, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
July.
So, there's a lot of plots out to kill lots of people in this realm, one way or another. How do we sidestep those plots?
Are we protected?
The two of you, well, the three of you, if you count Terry as well, and many of the people you work with already have immunity energetically built in because you've transmuted so much of the old holograms that they will, even if they succeed in killing you, they'll be just killing off your old hologram. And you already exist like 70 or 80% at a new holographic level. So it won't matter if it looks like you've died because you really won't be dead. That's all I can explain it as.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, it's kind of what I've been telling people in my own language anyway. And I sense that's true.
I mean, you might physically be dead. I mean, we might, like, you know, get shot or something. But it really won't matter because enough of us exists on the other holographic level that we are, there's a body waiting for us, a perfected body that's already there for us, so our soul will just migrate.
Now, how about the hybrid bodies of the Greys?
I'm sorry?
The so-called hybrids, where are those bodies?
The hybrids that are here on Earth?
Well, at one point, David Wilcock said something, which I'm not going to say is true or not true, I'll just repeat it, that there was a hybrid body of Greys and humans that the new Earth was going to be occupied by. These were the new bodies.
This is negative information.
It is.
This is negative source information.
Okay.
The new Earth will not be occupied by Greys.
Okay.
And no.
No hybrided humans.
No.
Okay. Good. I deleted that from the book because that was in one of the channelings.
Painted. The Greys do not observe free will. You can only go to New Earth if you observe free will.
Yeah. Now, next question. If I need to change my thought patterns, what would the new patterns look like?
A donut. A donut, a torque, a toroid. Toroid.
Why Alaska?
No, we're not finished with the speed. The shapes. The shapes are coming in now. Okay, the old is, okay, it's a cube. And it's kind of twirling around. Ah, her father's company was called Data Cube. And it went into its demise in 2004. So the cubic structure got smashed, and now there's this round donut looking kind of thing, and it's not a matter of adopting another philosophy. The process is inherent and it's organic and it's intrinsic biologically in the cellular structure changes that are now taking place. It will evolve over the next 7-8 months, slowly, feeling more and more comfortable, more creative, more taken care of, more synchronistic, more in tune, more out of sync with linear time. All the people that are rigid will fall out of the life. All the people that are not in the heart will fall out of the life, even though she has compassion for them and she will feel sad, as she does now with her family. More and more there will be separation between those of the open heart and those of the non-open heart. And now, okay, I see a mouse, and it has ears and whiskers, and okay, the mouse indicates fear. So fear determines where the person goes.
Question. Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
If the channeling entity had not left her home, her husband, was her graduation insured anyway from this realm, or could she have been diverted?
By the service she rendered in 1993, she had already fulfilled her contractual obligations on the Earth plane. She still would have graduated. She will reach higher. She will reach a further destination. This was Plan B. Not that you are in any way a less desirable choice, but she was less prepared for this choice. Her sole plan until 2000 was geared for Robert to make sole choice to evolve. So when he did not, the backup plan had to come online, and okay, she had been preparing to run a half marathon, and she could run a half marathon comfortably, but then Robert didn't show up, so all of a sudden she has to run an ultra marathon. Well, ultramarathons are 100 miles, so it was like six times what she was prepared to do. She hadn't been prepared for it. She hadn't been ramped up for it yet. It was, he fell off the horse. Make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Now, if someone, for example, the entity...
Oh, the last question, please. You said there was a last question.
This is my question relating to what we're talking about.
No, but there was the last question of the entity.
The last... Why Alaska? Did I say that one?
No, yes, but we did not answer. I don't know if I believe this. Maybe I do. Okay, I'm just going to say it. I mean, maybe I'm just crazy. I'm strategically positioned here. Guess why?
To block HARP.
To neutralize HARP. I'm not doing it all by myself, certainly, but I'm helping to diminish its effectiveness. And 17 other people. I guess we're scattered along the Alaskan coast up here. It's strange, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you can go back to your question.
The question is, if the entity had stayed with Robert and got pulled into a lot of fear, could that have disabled her graduation?
No, because of her contract. I mean, the worst that would have happened was that her body systems would have shut down, and she just would have left the realm. But because of the service rendered in 93, she would have just been out of the realm.
Mm-hmm. How about somebody like Denise, for example? I don't know if it's appropriate to ask because I don't want to go into somebody else's inventory. I think it would help the entity to understand because Denise represents something to her, which is the traditional view of Christianity and relationship to Christ. Could you explain a bit about that?
I'm getting images. It's like... I don't even know what these mean. Okay, I see someone doing an experiment with test tubes. They're in a laboratory suit. And it looks like they're trying to create life. Like they're playing with DNA in a test tube. And there's mitochondria. You can see a cell. And then a sperm penetrating an ovum. And it's bursting. Okay. The heart is pure. The heart is brave. The cage is narrow. And the bars must be broken. And then he who sits on the throne will reveal himself to be not what he is. They're talking about the Pope. He's not a good man. And she's intelligent enough that she will see this, how the Catholic Church has been infiltrated by the evil. I get that because of her heart, she'll be okay. Because her heart is pure. Her heart is good. She has a very strong belief system. But I also see her heart will burst out of it. Because she'll see the truth. At the end. It will be like at the end it was kind of burst out. The 2012. I don't sense a severing of the friendship.
I sense the friendship will be very important to her.
It is.
And that the entity will probably do more on her behalf of being saved than she will do for the entity's behalf.
Well, see, if Denise sees that the church is corrupt, she will have a crisis of, she'll go through a major crisis because the church has been her rock. But Denise is also intelligent enough to know that the real church is in the heart. The real church is in the teaching of Christ. It's not the physical Vatican, it's not the Vatican and the priests.
Could you make a comment on Jesus' statement, I am the way, the truth, the light, there will be no other way to the Father except through me, which is something which is a statement, if in fact that was the statement, that has led people to believe that Christianity is the superior religion and the superior path.
People have misunderstood what he meant. When he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one can come to the Father except through me, he spoke the truth. But when he says, I am the way, meaning I am the Christ light, I am the Christ compassion, I am the Christ essence, I am the Christ kindness, I am the Christ strength, I am the Christ, everything you attribute to Christ, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one can come to the Father, which is the all that is, except through me, meaning the open heart. This is true. But it doesn't necessarily mean that one has to be a cool Christian. The test is the heart. So the statement is true, and it has been misused.
Sometimes,
does that answer your question?
Yeah. Sometimes I will explain the connection between the higher forces in the manner that the whole universe is one, so that the Ra group and the Elohim group, in fact, are us, extended parts of us, and we're descended parts of them. And when we make the holographic connection, then we come into a communion. And that I seem to be able to invoke that connection for so other people can experience it. And in a sense, then I am doing a similar thing. I would never say that publicly, but by holding the energy of the space of the connection, then I am one with them, and then those who connect with my space become one with them through the connection I'm holding.
We would describe it thusly. It is more as if you are an individual note in a symphony. And each person, each soul, is a unique expression of that note. As the notes come together in grace, with the descent of spirit, of the all that is, with inspiration, with love, with creative brilliance, each of the notes takes its perfect place in space and time in relation to all of the other notes, and creates something far, far greater than itself. But it does not lose its individuality. It blends with all of the other notes, all of the other instruments, but it creates something vastly moving, vastly powerful, and yet unique. It retains its uniqueness. This is how we would describe it.
So are you suggesting that I would be the conductor of all the notes? Or the... I understood what you said, but I was trying to relate it to...
We would say you're like more the composer of the piece of music.
Okay.
And yes, you're conducting.
So I'm composing the music and I'm conducting.
Mm-hmm.
And that the people that join the band get part
orchestra.
Of the orchestra, get into the flow of the music.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not like a big ball of dough, you know, like where you have eggs and water and flour and butter and, you know, it's all messy, and then you make a big blob of dough, you know, dough, and you rise. And it's not like that. You don't become a big blob
mm-hmm.
where everyone becomes the same. No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everyone becomes even more uniquely who they are. But they're also much more connected than they ever have been as well.
Well, that's exactly what I say. I mean, I say the way
But they're not an amorphous blob. They don't become... it's not like a drop of water going into the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way I describe it is like instead of having two spark plugs, they have eight spark plugs.
Mm. Only they have two to the eight. They go up orders of magnitude.
Yeah. So who they are just has a lot more energy attached to it.
Well, they have many, many, many more facets.
Yeah. The entity asked the question, why did she peak 15 years ago and that she's been in a dark night of the soul since?
Because 15 years ago was the initial deconstruction and regrooving of the physical vehicle. And these last 15 years have been... she was actually an early... you know the word Weishower?
Mm-hmm.
She was a fairly early Weishower and had a special commission to anchor the tectonic plates on the North American continent. That's why she moved around so much, from the east to the west and the west to the east and places in between. And so the body was basically gutted energetically in 93, 94, started being rebuilt in 95, and has been successively it's kind of like a car that's up on a car lift, and it's been up there for a long time. It's gone through a whole, it's had all the parts replaced. It's about 70% done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about 70% done.
Another question. Do we have an infinite amount of time to create what we want in the universe?
Okay, I'm getting a funny answer. We do have an infinite amount of time to create our heart's desires, but not in this universe. Go to another universe.
Well, if your desire is to use your talents to liberate a bunch of fallen people, they're not going to be in that universe.
Could you repeat your last sentence?
If your desire is to help a bunch of fallen souls, trapped souls, enslaved souls, to release themselves, do you lose that opportunity then?
Well, I get that there are safeguards in place, and that once a soul gets to a certain level of development, you are not allowed to... there's only so much self-sacrifice you're allowed,
mm-hmm.
because it would... it's a higher act of service for you not to sacrifice yourself
mm-hmm.
and to continue on the evolutionary path than to go back to the ones... Okay. You're afraid that their souls will go into nothingness. The ones on the hell planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do their souls go into nothingness? Okay, I'm getting something about a point, an infinity point. Something about their souls congealing into some kind of an infinity point, and they start again with the whole evolution of the soul. So it's not... They don't really go into nothingness, but it's kind of like they have to be a baby soul again.
Well, it's like their individuality is mushed into a big pot.
Well, they go back to, like, learning how to walk again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm asking, like, is this a painful experience? Is this a horrible experience? Actually, it seems that they do retain some memory of making incorrect choices on some karmic level, or of making negative choices, and then they'll have a better chance of graduating the next time around. But they're also like not telling me a lot about it. It's like this door. They're not really letting me see it. This is a different way of channeling. It's more
co-creative.
It doesn't make my head hurt. I don't feel spaced out, and instead of trying just to grab words, I can, because they show me pictures, and then they let me try to describe the pictures, and then sometimes they give me explanations.
The entity is gravitating towards Veronica Torres for a reading. Does Veronica Torres have enough expansion to understand the nature of this, to be able to communicate things that are important for the entity to hear?
Okay. The red-headed woman is like big mountain fiddle. What does that mean? She is made of stern stuff. Good food for thought. Anchored. She'll provide useful information. There's nothing negative about working with her.
Mm-hmm.
As for whether she understands all this negativity you're talking about, she is very expanded, but she doesn't really go into that realm. She's been protected from it. But she can still give some very useful information.
Mm-hmm. What part of the Elohim is she connecting with?
She actually does a raw Elohim blend. It's raw El. It's very grounded. That's why the entity is very attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
Very grounded, very pragmatic, very articulate, very psychologically sophisticated, strong, very strong person.
Mm-hmm.
Charismatic, and has and wonderful sense of humor, and she can laugh at herself. She's very self-deprecating in a good way, in a healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll tell. This is me speaking. This is Daphne speaking. Like I asked her. I asked her Veronica. I said, "Do you want me to give you the questions beforehand?" And she said, "Oh God, please no. I always freak out. I always think, what the fuck do I know?" that's the kind of email she writes. You know, she's very, she's very, she's very professional, but at the same time, she's very real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I like that.
I sense in this channeling that there's something happening in the relationship with the entity and our sources, where the entity is feeling more empowered, less just being a vessel, but being a...
creative. Well, the entity was tired of being passive.
Yeah.
The entity wanted to have fun, and the entity was tired of being tired.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, in a manner of speaking, if I'm going to do this, we have to have it be something that I enjoy and something that doesn't deplete me and something that I can understand. So we decided to... I'm getting an image of a Scrabble board because I like Scrabble board games.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me a much fancier set. So instead of being limited in the direction, before I could only like go backwards and forwards, now I can go I can zigzag, and I can go up, and I can go down. I can move. Before it was two-dimensional, and now I can move three-dimensionally. And it's also like a big, like rubber bands, and you make, put them into a big ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you keep taking rubber bands and
mm-hmm.
you put them into a big ball. So I've got like a big band of rubber balls, and they've been here. But I keep asking about my cats, and I said, like, make a space for my kitty, make a space for my piano, make a space for me, and my home, and the kitties, and the piano, and the harps. And so I see like these big balls, and the kitties are chasing them, and just having. They're so funny. They're kittens, and they're skidding across the floor, and they're like chasing the balls, and they're under the piano, and like they're crawling through the piano, and they're biting the strings. And there's a beautiful deck on the house. I guess they're saying that I can start to create what I want.
Mhm.
And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to feel like I'll never be happy again, and that I can still have my kitties, and I can still have my instruments and my place to make music and have fun. And
yeah.
I see all these kitties, and I see my kitties, but I also see some new ones, some little kittens, and they're like they're crazy. They're like ripping around the house.
I have another question, and that is that it's evident to me that the negative is planting a lot of sources down here that could mislead people. If somebody is misled in this realm by what we would call a negative source, and they still have an open heart, how is that going to impact them? Say, for example, we have a bunch of Mormons that seem to be misled.
Okay, they're giving me an image, and the image is of a package of seeds that's been genetically modified.
Okay, that's it for that one. Boy, that was kind of intense.
Yes.
All callers are unmuted.
Was that too intense for you guys?
No, not at all. I love